Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning from right here in Marion, Kentucky, as we bring you news and sports and outdoors from Marion and well beyond. It looks like we're going to get another dab of this cold weather over the next few days into next week, but you know, it's that time of year. Let's get it in here and withstand it and get it over with and move on to spring. How about that? I'm kind of excited as we move into the weekend. I'm going down to Murray State and watch the Racer basketball team play this year. I haven't seen them in a couple of years. Right now, the Murray State men's team is 9-0 at home and leading the Missouri Valley Conference. They are 15-3 overall and undefeated in the conference at 7-0, just ahead of Belmont from down in Nashville. And Bradley. Bradley's also 6-2 in the conference. Murray State will play at 3 o'clock on Saturday against Indiana State. So, again, kind of excited to go down and watch the Racer basketball team. Hey, the women's basketball team under Rochelle Turner is really, man, they're winning too, and tops in the conference. And, you know, Rochelle, the coach, Rochelle, she was Rochelle Cadwell. She played basketball at Murray State, Marshall County. Some of you may remember her back in, I don't know, maybe the early 90s. Well, let's get into the program. I want to start right off. I have a nice question and answer session that I did with the folks over at H&R Block. And, of course, it's tax season, time to get those taxes filed. And they have some really informative information you'll want to hear.
So I'm joined this morning with franchisee Jennifer Reckinger of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky. And she's here to talk about some major tax changes this year. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This year has some of the biggest tax updates we've seen in a while. The most important ones are the tips and overtime pay that are no longer taxed. Seniors get a larger deduction. Families with children under 17 have expanded credits. And there are brand new programs like the Trump accounts and a new car loan interest deduction. These changes can really impact refunds, but only if they're done correctly.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about these changes. A lot of this comes out of the big, beautiful bill, I think.
Yeah.
One I hear a lot about, let's start and talk about tax on tips and overtime. How does that work?
So this is a major change, especially for like service workers and anyone who has earned overtime. Their tips and overtime now need to be reported separately on the W-2. And if they're not listed correctly, or if somebody doesn't bring in their final pay stub, they could miss out on money that could potentially get them more money back. So this is one of the areas where having someone review your paperwork really matters.
And I know, too, there are some changes, some benefits for seniors. What are they?
Yeah. So seniors age 65 and older now qualify for a larger additional deduction. If they're married and both qualify, that deduction doubles. So for many seniors, this can lower taxable income enough to reduce what they owe or even turn it into a refund.
Mm-hmm. And I know they're for families. I've heard some talk about the child tax benefits. What do the taxpayers need to know about that?
So families with children under 17 may qualify for expanded credits this year. Those credits can make a noticeable difference on a return. The rules are very specific, especially when it comes to dependents. So it's important that everything is reported correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned Trump accounts. What exactly are they? Now, I assume they're available for Republicans and Democrats.
Yes. So the Trump accounts are it's a new savings program. So for children born between 2025 and 2028, so eligible families can receive a one-time $1,000 government contribution. Parents can manage that account until the child turns 18, and the money can later, it can be used for things like education, buying a home, or just starting a business.
So these come with your tax, I guess if you get a tax refund. So it has to be, you have to fill this out on your tax, when you file your taxes.
Correct.
They just don't come in the mail automatically.
Correct, yes, you elect it on the tax return.
Yeah, so, and that's a nice little nest egg for, and by the time these kids are 18 years old, it's going to be pretty significant, really, if they invest it wisely.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And now there's also some car loan interest deduction possibilities for a new car.
Yeah, so this is another new deduction. So taxpayers may be able to deduct interest paid on a car loan, but only if the vehicle is new and it also has to be manufactured in the U.S. There are some income limits and documentation requirements, including the VIN number. So having the right paperwork is very important. Mm-hmm.
So if someone listening now would like some more help with this, what should they do? How should they act?
So I say the best thing to do is really reach out early. That gives us time to review everything and make sure nothing is missed. Whether you're a family or a senior or having to earn tips or having some overtime, these changes matter. My team, along with Pamela Todd and Beth Hackney, are here to help at your locally owned H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky.
Yeah, and you're right on Main Street now, right across from Subway.
Right. I'm easy to find.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Reckinger, thank you so much for being with us today and going over this important information about tax time.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
And something else you should know, through February 28th, H&R Block here in Marion and across the river over in Rosa Claire are offering a special. If you want to get your refund early, all you have to do is take your tax documents there and let them begin to process them, and you can get your tax refund on the spot. Again, that's through February 28th. And some other news I talked about earlier in the week, and it's also the lead story in the Crittenden Press this week. The statistics from the past few years on highway fatalities in Crittenden County are really trending into a positive direction, a safer direction. In 2025, absolutely no fatalities across roads, highways, streets in Marion and Crittenden County. A remarkable figure that we're mighty proud of. So we've really championed this and reached out to some people in the community and beyond who have a hand in making our highways safer. You know, over the past 5 years, there have been eight total deaths on Crittenden County highways. But that is the lowest number over the past two decades, the lowest five-year period number. So in 2022, also no traffic deaths in Crittenden County, and one last year in 2026 now. In 2024, just had one. So if you look at those figures, one in the past 2 years, one is way too many, but it is a remarkable figure. And we want to now bring on Carrie Dillard. She is a spokesperson for the Kentucky Transportation Department, or Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, I should say, and the Department of Highways. She is, many of you know Keith Todd, who was a spokesperson for that that department for many years. She is now doing that job. And we talked to Carrie on the phone and got some input about why our highways are safer now here in Crittenden County and throughout West Kentucky and the entire Commonwealth.
So I have with me Carrie Dillard from the Kentucky Department of Highways, the Transportation Cabinet, and she is the spokesperson for District 1, and that includes Crittenden County. Carrie, you have some information. We've talked, you and I have talked about this, about our low fatality rate, actually a zero fatality rate for 2025. So you have some interesting data you can share with us. So just fill us in.
Well, yeah, and isn't that great news that those fatality numbers are down, not only in Crittenden County, but statewide. Over the last 5 years, statewide, the Transportation Cabinet has awarded more than 3,500 highway construction projects worth more than $6.7 billion to making roadways safer, better, and easier to travel. Mm-hmm. And so those projects, those safety improvement projects, are making a difference. Compared to this time last year, fatalities statewide are down 7%. Mm-hmm. In Crittenden County, some examples of projects that I think contributed to this were a 2019 highway safety improvement project, which enhanced about a 7-mile section of US 60 from the Rosebud Hill area to the county line. Mm-hmm. The project included correcting the super elevation of the roadway or the amount of bank and widened cross drains and shoulders. Mm-hmm. We compared crash reports from 5 years prior to that construction project to 5 years after, and it showed that total collisions dropped by about 29%, mm-hmm. total injuries fell by 23%, and total fatalities decreased by 100% in that area.
And you know, the other people I've talked to, particularly in law enforcement here, have made that same point that, you know, used to every time it came a shower, there was an accident out around Rosebud, and now it's crickets, and that's what we want to hear out there.
Yes, it is. And even prior to that 2019 highway safety improvement project, the cabinet had implemented a high friction surface treatment to the roadway, which further reduced collisions. So it all adds up to making the roadway safer, which is one of our top priorities.
Do you know what year they put that, I call it non-skid, I know that's probably not the proper term for it, but do you know what year they put that out there at Rosebud?
I don't, I apologize. I know it was prior to that.
Your predecessor, Keith Todd, might be able to tell me. I could probably.
Do you know the year? The high friction surface before the highway safety improvement project? We think about 2 years prior to the highway safety.
That sounds about right, 2017. So Keith there with you today.
He actually is, just by happenstance.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, and then the project out at Deanwood as well, I think they put something similar out there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I believe that got a similar treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's great information, Carrie. I thank you, and I appreciate all you do to keep us informed about the cabinet's work here in the county with regard to transportation.
Well, thank you.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
A couple other things I want to get on the table this morning before we move into sports. The Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce early this week has recognized Lori Holman at H&H Home and Hardware as its Friendly Faces in Busy Places Award winner. This is a monthly recognition that the chamber is now bestowing upon community members, just a way to say thank you for what you do in this community. And you can read more about that in an upcoming issue of the Crittenden Press. I want to remind you that there's a scam going on, and perhaps because the new grand jury in Crittenden County was seated last week, so many people are getting calls about jury duty as they seat the new grand jury and circuit court jury for the new year. And Sheriff Evan Head warns that there's a phone scam going around that has to do with the scammer telling the victim that they have missed jury duty and they're going to have to pay a fine or go to jail. Well, he says hang up on them. It's a scam. The Sheriff's Department will never call you and threaten to take you to jail for not going to or attending jury duty or reporting or signing in or whatever. So just be aware of that. Never give out any financial information or money over the phone to anyone who calls you. We're going to take another short break and we'll be right back with sports.
Since the mid-1960s, Miles LP Gas has been meeting the area's propane needs. For pricing, call 866-427-5469 or visit mileslpgas.com.
Some things you'll want to have on your radar for today. Crittenden County Fiscal Court will meet this morning, 8:30 a.m. That's at the county office complex. And hey, if you want to do some line dancing, 9:30 a.m., head on out to the Crittenden County Senior Citizen Center. That's over on North Walker Street. You know that's a lot of fun. And this evening, 4-H Art Club meets at the Extension Annex. That's out on Highway 60 East. In local sports, the Lady Rockets got back on the winning track on Tuesday night at Rocket Arena. That after they were coming off of that very disappointing loss last week in the All-A Classic, which was held over in Dawson Springs. You know, Crittenden had won that tournament 3 years in a row, the regional tournament, and gone to the state tournament, finished in the top four last year in the state, but lost that one. So they were kind of reeling and needed a win. Trigg County came to Marion on Tuesday night, and Lady Rockets completed a clean sweep of their first trip through the district schedule and beat Trigg County pretty handily, 59-30. Trigg's got a couple of pretty good players, so it took them a minute to get things straightened out, but Crittenden cruised to that win, almost a 30-point win over the Trigg County Lady Wildcats, and that means Crittenden County's 3-0 and atop the 5th District standings. Now, they'll play on Friday night at home against Livingston Central. That's going to be a big game. Farmers Bank is sponsoring a traveling trophy. It's also homecoming, and I think the Little Dribblers are going to perform, so a whole lot going on Friday night at Rocket Arena. Get you a ticket and get out there and watch that game. That'll be a boys and girls doubleheader. The girls tip off at 6 p.m., the boys at 7:30. Now, the Rockets lost to Trigg County on Tuesday night in their final game of the first round through the district. So the Rockets are 0-3, but they gave Trigg County all they wanted in the first half, and had it not been for 23 turnovers in the second half, it would have been a different ball game. But you know, Trigg broke loose and in the second half and really went on a big run after leading by 1 point at the half. The Rockets were down by one and then ended up losing 80-47. And that's a wrap on news and sports for Marion and Crittenden County and beyond this morning. I hope you have a great rest of the late part of this week and weekend. And don't forget, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, so many local businesses will be closed on Monday. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.